You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
And hello, good afternoon, and welcome to another stellar edition of The Drive Fan Run Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, species of all, whatever. After six months of much hand-wringing, much gnashing of teeth, much consternation in the world of sports, in the world at large, we have finally made it tomorrow. Here in about 28 hours, your University of Tennessee Volunteers will play a game of American tackle football, ladies and gentlemen. Isn't that fantastic? Isn't that fantastic, Bears? We welcome you to the first Football Friday edition of The Drive 2020.
I'm just soaking it all in, Russell.
Smell that? No, it's not Drew Nicholson. That's football season.
Settle down.
That's football season, folks. That's a good smell.
Good fall rain. The earth, it's football time.
Oh, it's been, just a pouring rain, finally letting up here in East Tennessee. Looks like we have a beautiful day on tap tomorrow. What can you say?
It feels like football season now, buddy.
Hey, what can you say that hasn't been said a billion times already? Look, I know we've had, like, some, I don't say intense shows the past 2 days, but, like, I don't want to say downer shows the past 2 days, but it's been a little, I don't know, what would you call the tone of the show? The Cade May show Wednesday out at Old Ben Franklin Motors, and then yesterday about the Rays issue. How would you describe the tone there, Bear?
I think you guys were a lot of callers, and, you know, quite frankly, you and some of the other fellows at the station, Russell, were overlooking the fact that it was game week, and this thing that we all love, that at most we get, 12 games guaranteed a year. 12 days out of the year, we get this thing that we love so much. And I think you guys are getting all caught up in the negative, and you're going to miss out on the positive, brother.
I never had any intentions on missing out on the positive, but the past two shows have been anxiety riddled, shall we say. And I want to lighten the mood a little bit this afternoon, talk about the game. I got a really fun topic, actually, that we're going to kick around here a little bit if we can get Trey on the phone. He's traveling to Columbia to cover the game tomorrow. He will be in Williams-Brice Stadium. So hopefully we can run him down in just a few minutes. But we're going to open up the phone lines to you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Crown Cleaners Crown Pick of the Week Challenge is up and running on Facebook.
Yeah.
Go to facebook.com/thedrive with Russell Smith. Time for me to start posting on Facebook again. Part of my New Year's resolution to spend less time on social media. I don't know if I really did that on Twitter this year, but I did it on Facebook.
You've done pretty good. And can I go ahead and commend you? It's been quality over quantity.
Oh, I'd probably. One of my
the greatest tweets you've ever put out.
Top 10 ever last night. But anyway, go to Facebook, our Facebook page. We dusted that thing off. We blew off the cobwebs this morning. Facebook.com/thedrivewithrussellsmith. It is the Crown Cleaners Crown Pick of the Week. We appreciate Don and the gang over at Crown Cleaners for sponsoring this. Once again, I believe this is a fourth or fifth year in a row that they've been, maybe fifth or sixth year in a row that they've been doing this with us. And it's very simple. It's free. It's easy. It's fun. Give us your score prediction. Give us your score prediction. Got a little pest situation here in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. You getting like little bugs on your computer screen, Drew, or is that just me? I did it like out there, and now I've got it here on my left. Anyway,
yeah.
Focus, Russell, focus. Already lost attention span in the first segment of the show today. I don't know if that's a good sign or bad sign. Here we go. All right, give us your score prediction for the Vols of Carolina tomorrow. You can win some great prizes courtesy of our friends at Crown Cleaners. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to help them out. Great locally owned and operated business. Three locations to serve you. I use the Bearden Hill location. They've also got one on Parkside Drive, one on North Shore. Go to crowdcleaners.com to find the location nearest you. Free pickup, free delivery. Great locally owned and operated business. Best dry cleaners in town. Crown Cleaners, crowncleaners.com, ladies and gentlemen. Go to Facebook, get your score prediction. Let's read some of the samples here real quick. Let's just take the pulse of the people. Bear, we got Eddie says 31-10 Vols. Zach, you know Zach, our buddy who is so generous.
Zach Attack.
He said 2017 Vols. Close one there. My buddy Nathan, 35-31 Cox. Oh, Nathan, you traitor. You dirty, rotten scoundrel. What are you doing? You can't pick Actually, that's kind of always been a savvy move, is to pick the other team, because not most people pick the Vols, and then you can win the prizes like that. Robert, 30-19 Vols. Brian says 21-18 Vols. So that's just a sample. You gave us your score prediction on Facebook. Vols.
I'll be giving you mine at the end of the show.
Oh, you're Robert. Waiting till the end of the show. Well, you know when I'm going to give you mine, Bear?
Right now?
Coming up here just a few minutes, right after I do. Five things I want to see tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Your favorite segment
most,
is back,
the
Bear.
The electrifying segment in all of sports talk radio.
Five things I want to see. I've got five. Actually, I got like 10 of them. I got to narrow them down here. So that's coming up here in just a minute. That's coming up in just a minute, ladies and gentlemen. We've got voluntary reaction for you immediately following the game. Whew. Feels good. Feels good. So let's see what we could get into this afternoon. Let's get right to the phones. You ready, Barry? You want to do this?
Yeah, let's do this, Russ.
Let's go to the G3 Help Me hotline where, oh boy, Lars leads us off this afternoon. Hello, Lars.
Open the tee! What up, Russell?
Oh, man, Lars.
What up, Bear? We are going to beat the hell out of South Carolina.
Yeah!
I've never been
We're going to give them a flogging
in my life. What's that?
We're going to give them a flogging. We're going to give them a flogging.
Will Muschamp, mad scientist looking ass, and get over to hit him. Here's my thought, my honest thought. As the Fulmer curse has been upon us for the past decade and a couple years, would it not be the most appropriate and the most Tennessee thing ever
for us to run
the table during a pandemic year, a year that's always going to have an asterisk next to it?
I don't know if we're gonna. I don't know about this running the table talk, Lars. I'll have some of what he's having, but yeah, I mean, I'll take it. Like, if you do that, you're back. I know the haters and doubters, of which there are many, would say, "Well, that's just you took advantage of COVID. Other teams had problems. It's not a real football season."
Fine by me.
The reality of the situation, Lars, is yeah, it's like, first of all, you are what your record says you are. And second of all, that would be like, we're not turning back after that point. Next year will be real, 2021, and we would sign an excellent recruiting class. We would build on that momentum. If that happens, that means Jarrett Garantano's had a fantastic season, and he's coming back for a sixth year, which we would all want at that point. If he goes 10-0, we want him to come back, right? I mean, nobody would argue that. So, like, we're rolling at that point.
So here's my thought, and I'm probably in the minority on this, but I think there are, on paper at least, we'll see. On paper, I see a lot of similarities between this team and situationally between this team and the 2015 team. My opinion is that the 2015 team was actually better than the 16 team, and that the 15 team, if it hadn't been for Butch Jones not being able to coach his way out of a brown paper sack, had playoff caliber potential. I'm not saying we're going to make the playoffs. All I'm saying is that I look at the talent. I like the talent. I look at the coaching. I don't mind the coaching. I think Jeremy Pruitt's going to be better than Kirby Smart when it's all said and done. and again, I'm a little optimistic today because we're actually going to play football tomorrow. I would not be surprised if we shocked a lot of people this year. But either way, we're going to play football tomorrow, and that's pretty freaking exciting if you ask me.
Pretty freaking exciting. I mean, Lars got me so fired up, I almost halfway seriously entertained his 10-0 fantasy just seconds ago. Bear, how does that strike you?
it's not out of the realm of reality for sure, Russ.
Okay.
You can have a few losses running the table.
We'll play along here. Drew, is 10-0 even a thing that exists that we should be talking about?
Oh, yeah. We're back. We're back.
We do this every year. Okay.
I don't care.
I'm not raining on anybody's parade. Lars, you do you, buddy.
No, man. I think I could see us winning 7 games realistically. We're beating Florida. Dan Mullen will never beat Jeremy Pruitt again. I've said that back in July. Wow. I'm saying it again now. Dan Mullen does not beat Jeremy Pruitt again. Other than that, who knows? But anyway, guys, missed the show. Love calling in. Thanks for making time for me. I'll hang up and listen.
Thank you, Lars. Good to hear from you. I mean, it's the day before the game. This is when the hysteria hits its peak. I was fully convinced 2 years ago at this time that Jeremy Pruitt was walking into that Bank of America Stadium in Charlotte and taking Dana Holgorsen behind the woodshed. I knew we were going to smash them. Nobody was worried about Georgia State this time last year. We were all wondering if, BYU, that was the pivotal game.
Yeah, that was Trey's patented most important game of the year last year was BYU. We weren't talking about Georgia State.
Well, Trey
State
is saying
all that
this is the biggest game of the year against South Carolina. So what does that mean?
That Trey thinks this is the most important game of the year?
Yeah. We lost the BYU game and the one before it.
That's what I'm saying. It's just that's what it means. It means that Trey thinks it's the most important game of the year. I think you can make an argument for it. And I think you can make an argument for what you're saying.
Okay. I'll
the big game is Georgia. The big game is Georgia.
The big game is Georgia. This is not a big game. This is a game a healthy football program wins decisively and easily. All right, I'll argue against myself. Let me play devil's advocate. Tomorrow's the biggest game of the season, as Trey Wallace says, because it's a crossroads game. You win it, you've done what you're supposed to. You win tomorrow, most likely you're beating Missouri at home. I think we would all be shocked if that didn't happen. And you're 2-0 headed in with a chance to make a huge statement in Athens against a really good Georgia team. If you lose tomorrow, it's really bad. It's a bad loss to a bad team. The 2 days after you gave your head coach, who, has really not done too terribly much so far, a raise and an extension, some would say, right, Needlessly. And you've lost a game that most of your fans had penciled in as a W. And if you're getting to that 6 or 7 win mark that fans so desperately want to achieve, it's made it that much harder. And then all of a sudden,
right,
forget about Georgia, Florida, Alabama. Are we going to beat Missouri and Kentucky this year?
I mean, here's what I'd say. This is kind of like the next chapter in Tennessee football. This is year 3 for Pruitt. I realize the corona, all that, but we're entering year 3. Post Butch, and it's kind of time for him to start, writing the chapter that's going to be his Tennessee football program. And you want that first sentence to be strong, Russ. You don't want to stumble out of the blocks.
I feel like we just told this story 2 or 3 weeks ago, but Moondog on Twitter says he'd like to hear the origin of "Open the tea."
At some point today, we can tell that story.
Not now's not the time.
No. Game week, Moondog. We'll tell you the story. We got him.
All right, then let's stay with it. D.R. Vall is up next on the G3 Help Me Hotline. Good afternoon, D.R. Vall.
Guys, that open the tee story is classic. You know, I really enjoyed that call from Lars compared to it's a contrast to the normal Eeyore callers that call in, just Debbie Downers act like they need Prozac.
Eeyore. He was the anti-Phil.
Me fired up. I mean, he's got me, my barometer, as y'all call it. I mean, yeah, 9-1, 10-0, something like that. I can't wait for Philly to call in.
That's right.
It don't matter if number 2 is behind center.
Where is the barometer today, Bear? Last check. Last check of the barometer.
No, we'll get one last check before the end of the show. But, I mean, right now, honestly, if I'm being honest, the barometer is at 7-3, maybe 8-2.
And it's fluctuated between 8-2 and 6.
Mays' eligibility is going to have a big factor.
He ain't getting eligible. He ain't getting eligible.
They're about to get on the plane, aren't they? If they hadn't already, he ain't playing. Saturday.
And apparently they said
they've already landed.
The Vols have landed.
They were scheduled to land at 3:05.
That's very precise, Bear.
Yeah. It's game day, Russ. Almost. It's time. It's go time, buddy.
3:05 on the dot. Apparently, the VolQuest guys were saying there's a rule that you can't travel if you're not eligible. So I think Cade had to stay home. How's that for added insult to injury? Not only can you not play, not only did we make you go through this summer of uncertainty for no reason at all. Not only did you practice and all that stuff when you had absolutely no chance of gaining eligibility, you can't even go to the game. You're ineligible. You can't be there. You can't travel. Sorry, Cade Mays. Thanks for playing. Or not playing, as the case may be.
It's kind of like they always say, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, is what they did to Cade.
I mean, good grief. How just sadistic.
I can work myself up into Roane County rage today about it.
Well, go ahead and get worked up into it, Barrett, because you know the first commercial is going to come on during the game is one of those stupid NCAA things about how much they care for the kids and the day in life of a student athlete. You know that's coming.
The season doesn't even count towards eligibility.
Does not.
He has an out. Greg Sankey's soft, he's a punk, he's a clown, and he's spineless. He can't stand up to that dumbass Kirby Dumb. Tell him, look, all this stuff's going on. These three kids are going to be eligible. Sorry you're such a jerk and nobody wants to play for you.
Guys, I know tomorrow I got my kid's birthday, but when it's over, I've invited a few to stay over to watch the game. So the happy birthday sign goes down and the no trespassing sign goes up. Everybody's going to get the hell off my property, and it's time to roll. I'm going to be pulled Daryl Taylor versus Georgia Tech.
Lock in. Lock in, DR. Hey, DR Vall, before you run this afternoon, we're about to have a conversation on the show. Do you have like a pregame ritual, something you have to do? Is there a setup or something, any superstitions that you abide by on game day?
Yeah, I've only been doing this a few years. Me and my brother, we bonded over Tennessee games. And he passed away 8 years ago, 2 months from now. So I always make sure I've got his hat with me that he wore to the games. It's like a smoky hat. But I always strap it around my orange and white overalls because me and my kids always wear our checkerboard overalls for the first game every year, which is not really working out as a good ritual the last few years, as you can tell. But, yeah, I've always got the hat with me, and I've always got a certain cup I drink my beer out of.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a certain cup you put on your man parts just in case there's a swift kick to the groin at some point during the game.
Locked and loaded at all times. All times.
Good stuff, man. Good stuff, D.R. Vall. Hey, man, enjoy the happy birthday to your son and enjoy the game tomorrow and hope to hear from you on Voluntary Reaction.
Hey, yeah, I'll definitely call in. And, guys, I want to thank y'all. Y'all got us through it. I can't believe the season starts tomorrow, but y'all got us through a horrible pandemic quarantine, so I want to thank y'all.
Oh, man, thank you, guys. Thanks everybody, for listening and keeping it going.
All right, y'all have a good day, guys.
You too. D.R. Vall checking in. So this topic that I want to talk about, your pregame rituals, spurned from a conversation I had with Trey last week. And he was telling me, and we're going to get him on and I'll let him tell the story. Derek Ansley, our defensive coordinator, has the most bizarre, insane, unhealthy, and ridiculous pregame ritual I've ever heard of. I told it to Bear. He couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it when I heard it.
It's just odd. It's very odd.
It's very odd. But we all have our little quirks, right? We all have our little quirks when we're watching the game, before the game, whatever it is. I do, you do, Drew does. Like, we all have them. So let's talk about that. It'll be your Rickard Ridge Barbecue smoking hot question. What's your pregame routine? As we get set for game day tomorrow, it is game day eve on The Drive. Stay with us. The Drive continues. It's Fan Run Radio. Back with more right after this.
The Drive. The voluntary reaction. As soon as the UT game is over.
It is The Drive, Fan Run Radio. Russell and Bear back with you. We got Trey Wallace on the G3 Help Me Hotline with us right now. Trey, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Gentlemen, good afternoon to you. Hope y'all are well, getting ready for a big game tomorrow.
Have you made it to Columbia?
Not yet.
Where are you at?
about 100 miles out. Maybe a little less than that.
So you just got
over somewhere.
You got through the mountains?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's rough. Goodness gracious. This trip's miserable.
Is it raining?
Yeah, it's just raining and curves and mountains and medians in the middle of the road. Like, it's just, I don't know. I don't like this.
Because you haven't made that drive much. I've made that drive, dude. I can't, hundreds of times.
It's horrible. Drive.
It's I-26, I-40 to 26, and then 26 down all the way into Columbia. All right, man. Well, drive careful. So you're in the upstate right now, in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, pretty much.
Trey, real quickly before we get into today's hot question conversation, anything late breaking? I know people were wondering about the Cade Mays thing. I guess people were holding out hope. I've been holding out hope. That's just not going to happen, right?
No, I think it's done. He didn't get on a plane to Columbia. They were under the impression that he could get on a plane to Columbia earlier in the morning, and then they were told that is not allowed. I am for certain that's how it was phrased to me, that it wasn't allowed. So I guess it's some kind of SEC rule that says, if you're not eligible to play, then you can't travel. So he did not travel with the team. The team landed in Columbia about 15, 20 minutes ago and headed to their hotel. Unless he gets a waiver eligibility by 7, 8 o'clock or whenever, if Greg Sankey rules that he can play, Tennessee will put him on a jet and have him here in an hour. They got his pads. They got his uniform. Yeah. They got his helmet here.
All they got to say is go. What if they say go at like 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon? We put him on a plane and like Cade Mays parachutes out in uniform right in the middle of Williams-Brice Stadium. Oh man,
better be a big damn parachute.
Be game over, guys. Does it? Were you? I know people have been critical about UT and the way they handled the appeal and filing things late and all this stuff. The pessimist will point out UT, what Trey just said, thought he could get on the plane until today, and they realized they couldn't. Why is UT, Trey, so late to learn everything, it seems? Late with the appeal, late with the appeal to the appeal, late learning that the rule is the rule, late learning that Cade can't even get on the plane. It seems like they've been a step behind at every turn.
Yeah, it's kind of, I don't know how to explain it. It's kind of weird. It's kind of, I don't know. I asked that question to somebody 2 days ago at Tennessee, and they didn't know the rule. And I was like, oh, okay, all right, I guess I need to call the SEC. I never got around to calling the SEC because, honestly, I thought there was a good chance he'd get cleared. And, you know, today, Tennessee thought he was going to get cleared. I mean, they were at least hopeful yesterday when the team semi left with everything, with jerseys, pads, everything. And guys, both of you know this, you know, and folks on the radio are going to have to take our word for it, but I'll come out and say it. They got a locker set up right now at Williams-Brice Stadium with Cade Mays' jersey, his name tag, his helmet, his cleats, everything. They got it set up there ready for him to go.
All right.
So they must have been under the impression that he could have made the trip even if he wasn't eligible, but they're also kind of, I guess, on standby. If he does get eligible, well, he's got his stuff there ready to go. That can get him played.
All right, Trey. So you were telling me just offhandedly, I think last weekend, this story about Derek Ansley. And
yeah, I don't know how he got to it.
And I was like, oh, my God, that is – a classic story. We've got to talk about this on the air.
Borderline disgusting.
And we decided we're going to wait until Friday, the day before, because it just fits. So pregame rituals, and I want to hear if you guys have pregame rituals, but the genesis of this conversation came from the story Trey told me. So Tennessee had its final big scrimmage, like walkthrough, dress rehearsal thing at Neyland Stadium a couple of weeks ago, and they do everything the way they're going to do it on game day. You know, everybody dresses the same. You wear what you're wearing, your game cleats, everything. Make sure all the I's are dotted, all the T's are crossed, all that sort of thing. And right down to the pregame meal. And that includes the coaches as well as the players. Now, we all got our weird superstitions, right? Some players got to have their Gatorade just so. Some guys like to eat the same thing. Trey, what is Derek Ansley, Tennessee's defensive coordinator, what is Derek Ansley's pregame routine?
It caught me off guard when I had heard this from a couple people. But Derek Ansley, before every game, will get a large pizza. Now, he'll have somebody go out and get this stuff for him, so it's not him getting it. But he'll have a large pizza, and he will have a box of macaroni and cheese. Now, let me phrase that. If that box of macaroni and cheese can't be made there on the site at the game at Tennessee or wherever they're at, you know, he'll go to a local establishment in Knoxville for it to be picked up, a box of macaroni and cheese, or he will go have it delivered from somewhere, like here in Columbia.
And he eats the entire large pizza and the entire box of macaroni and cheese by himself. Nobody, he doesn't share it with anybody.
No, hey, I've been told he just tears it up.
I have a quick question. You guys keep saying by. Are we talking about Kraft macaroni and cheese?
Yeah.
Like the stuff I feed my 5-year-old? Pizza
and like a box, a whole damn box of Kraft mac and cheese.
He's out there on the sideline too. You see him next to Pruitt in the game. How is he not puking his guts out the entire time?
How would you? I wouldn't want to stand next to him.
Well, he probably can't. You know, trying to be clean and nice about it. He probably can't do his business for like a week out. He does this 12 times during the season?
I'm going to pay
attention. Have you seen his pile of crap?
To the bathroom between offensive when the offense goes on the field, I'm going to watch for that this year. See if he sneaks off to the restroom or something. I don't know. That blew my mind when I heard that part.
So
that was crazy.
But before a game, when we need him to be at his mental best, at his physical best, ready to go, and he's done this, I guess, for forever. And he's not a big guy. This is not Jim Chaney. This is Derek Ansley. He's a former defensive back. He's like 5'10", 100, maybe 200 pounds now. You know, he's after his play game. But he eats an entire large pizza and an entire box of macaroni and cheese by himself before the game. They had their pregame meal, what, like two and a half hours before game time?
Yeah, like tomorrow they'll have theirs at 4. Yeah.
And he's gonna just kill an entire large pizza. Do we know, like, what kind of toppings he's got on this pizza?
I don't know that. No, I didn't get specific details on that part.
Just blown away by being pre. I mean, this is the kind of thing that gets eaten, like, at 2 in the morning. And, you know, somebody making a really bad decision, either too drunk or, you know, catastrophically stoned. Would you ever eat an entire large pizza? And The box of macaroni and cheese is what throws me, because it's just such a different – it's so different from the pizza.
Like, you didn't get enough cheese with the pizza. You got to wash it down with an entire box of macaroni. I'm
just
sorry.
The amount of starch.
I like the guy. I think he's the perfect defensive coordinator for Pruitt. I think he'll be even better this year with a year under his belt. That's disgusting. That's disgusting. He needs to stop that. He's going to end up looking like Chaney one of these days. No offense. But, well, that's the other thing. It's not like we've got a bunch of assistants that like to go hungry. I'm imagining he's not doing this by himself, Trey. He's eating at a table, I'm assuming, with his coworkers, correct?
Yeah.
Here's the other thing, Trey. You told me the reason this came up is because before the scrimmage, the dress rehearsal a couple of weeks ago, somebody forgot the mac and cheese in emergency, and like he couldn't go on. Like, he had to have that mac and cheese. He had the pizza, but no mac and cheese, and like he was prepared not to go out there until somebody got him his mac and cheese.
Oh, and he got it. So they
sent somebody to Calhoun's across the street to get him to get him the real deal.
They did.
Oh my God!
Like, one serving, or did they have to get him like
I just heard it was
a
box. I just heard it was a box. I don't know. I think y'all just got shocked at the same time. But yeah, no, I think it's a box, guys.
Is there any way we can get Coach Ansley on at some point? It doesn't have to be during the season, but we need to really
ask him about it the next time he does media.
Really unpack this with him on the air.
I don't
more questions
maybe
now
if we get
than
an
I did before we started.
Wow, unbelievable! So that's your Rickard Rich Barbecue smoking hot question. What is your pregame ritual? Do you have a meal? Is there something you drink before or during the game? Do you have a shirt that you wear? Is there a place you have to sit? Do you listen to the game? Do you watch it? Do you sync up the radio with the TV? People still do that? I don't know. Is there a place you go? Is there a thing you do? Is there a thing you have to have during game day? Tennessee fans take this a little bit seriously. 865-546-8200. Trey, before we let you go and finish your journey, anything else, anything late breaking we need to be aware of?
You're such an ass. I love
you.
I really do. I love you.
What? I've been giving you an opportunity.
Okay. How about I say this? Stay tuned at around 4 to 4:15-ish. Keep your Twitter. Turn on your notifications from the Southeastern Conference.
for 4 o'clock.
Maybe turn on your notifications around 4 o'clock.
How about this? How about just stay tuned to the drive for the next 25 minutes, next half an hour or so. We're gonna have.
No, you need to stay tuned to the drive for the next two hours.
Even better. Just listen to the damn show. How about that? We got you. All right, Trey, drive careful. Thanks for jumping in, and I hope you have a healthier pregame ritual than Derek Ansley tomorrow.
No, I do. If anything breaks, I'll keep you guys updated, and y'all have a great show. And
Your toilet's going to break if you eat what Derek Ansley eats.
NFC by 10 tomorrow night in Columbia.
All right,
what about the Blazers, Trey Wallace?
Oh,
the Blazers!
Dang it.
22 to 10. Eat it, buddy. Eat it.
Oh,
oh no!
Did he actually bet that with you, Bear?
No,
what's he into you now for? Is it just the $10?
Yeah, but he does need to pay me that $10. I don't differentiate between $10. And $1 million. If you owe it to me, you better be paying me.
The Drive, Fan Run Radio, coming up. And we will get your pregame routine, your rituals, things that you will be doing tomorrow as Tennessee kicks off the 2020 season, a season we thought might not occur at one point. But it is here. It is going to happen. And that is fantastic news. Stay with us. The Drive continues. Your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
All right, back here on the Drive, Fan Run Radio, Russell Bear and not Trey with you. Drew Nicholson will help us out this afternoon on the show. You can call in the G3 Help Me hotline at 865-546-8200. If you or a loved one's been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call them at 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team help you get the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. 865-546-8200. All right, Bear.
Yes, sir.
What's your thing? What do you do? I know you. I don't. This is not a shot. Don't take this the wrong way. You're the weirdest dude I know.
Really?
And I know a lot of weird guys. Like I'm a weird dude. I hang out with almost exclusively with weird people. You're the weirdest guy I know.
I don't think I'm that weird. Like, what do I do that's weird?
It's not. I mean, we don't have to do all the things, but like that's why I like you. That's
an example.
One example. You're an interesting guy to share a car ride with. You're very anxious, fidgety, touching things, adjusting things. You're very peculiar about your food. You are very peculiar about just everything about you. I mean, we could save a lot of time here by the things you do normally.
What do you mean about my food? I'm not a sharer, Russ.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I know. Okay. I'm just saying, you're the weirdest guy I know. I know that there are weird things. I don't think we've ever watched a football game with you. You've dropped in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios from time to time while games are going on, and usually like leave. Like you just come for a couple minutes and then pace around anxiously and then leave. So I know that you have.
Well, that's it right there. That's my number one thing.
You're a pacer?
No, I don't like watching the games with anybody.
I'm actually kind of the same way.
What's one of the weird things I do? It's more stuff I do while the game's going on. You're going to think this is really weird.
Mm-hmm. No, this is it. This is what I want to get into. What do you do, man? What do you do?
I get so wound up. I'll end up watching the game like crouched down like a baseball catcher.
Yeah, I could see that.
And then there's all kinds of quirks. Like if I'm in the car and we start doing bad, I turn off the radio.
Yeah.
And then if I'm at the house, I'll switch rooms. See if our Alexa any better in the other room.
Yeah.
I never speak anything into existence like you did yesterday.
About what?
It's more just quirks and, you know.
A lot of superstition.
A lot of my weird stuff. But the biggest thing for me, I noticed it last year, is I usually watch Tennessee games, you know, like crouched.
That is really strange.
Like, and I get really, really wound up.
Well, as Michael Scott said, I'm not superstitious, but I am a little stitious. And I remember I'll do things like that too. Like if I'm doing something, like if I'm tapping my hand and a good play happens, I got to tap my hand on my knee or whatever. I got to tap for the rest of the game. I had to, this is when my OCD hit all time high and I knew I had to seek help. 95 Bama game, Bear. We broke the streak, right? I was so wound up, so nervous before that game because, and you know, it was a 9-year losing streak, and at that, you know, I'm only 15, so that's like over half my life, and it's just like I don't know what it's like to beat Bama, and we've got to beat them this year, right? It's Peyton's second year. They suck. We have a really good team. It's like we've got it, but we're going down to Legion. Oh, I was so worked up. And watched the first play, right, and we scored. And then at some point during the game, I realized that when we're on defense, I have to be in my room listening to John Ward on the radio, but it's okay to come out and watch the TV on offense because we were doing well. And that was the formula. So that's what I did.
Yeah, I do a lot of odd things like that.
I think my dad thought
– here's the other thing. I very rarely listen to the TV announcers.
Uh-huh. I know a lot of people that do that.
I'll either have it on music, or if I can get it synced up, I'll listen to Bob and Tim.
Check this out. My father-in-law, who's the second weirdest person I know, is and he's a former sports writer, a retired sports writer, right? So he's into it too. He watches games all the time, never with the sound on, anything. Like, just off, just silence. He's just sitting there looking at the screen. It's weird.
He's an LSU fan, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, as boisterous as they are.
Big Yankees fan, too. He'll just sit there watching a Yankees game with no sound, like 3 hours.
Baseball in the silence?
Yeah.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. He's, like, reading papers and stuff while he does it. It's very strange.
But now I do a lot of times. Like, I'll have the game on. Sound muted with music just raging. Until somebody gets hurt,
I can't do
I'll
that.
Turn it down.
I can't do that. What do you think?
I'll turn it down.
So Trey said we need to be paying attention around 4. Is that like Cade Mays news? Is it?
It'd have to be something to do with the transfers, I'd imagine.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a good thing they wouldn't wait till the last minute on us, you know. 4 o'clock the Friday before the first game, we're finally going to make some sort of announcement.
So if I gave you this bargain right now, I can make Cade Mays eligible for 9 out of 10 games. The one game he's not eligible is Georgia, because that's where he transferred from. You'd be all right.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we've had, at this point, we don't think I don't think they're going to have him at all. So I mean, that would be fantastic in my opinion.
I mean, does that not seem like it would be a fair and equitable solution to this whole problem?
Yeah, and that's basically that story that Matt Jones at Kentucky was talking about with their play, Gatewood, was that there was a gentleman's agreement between Kentucky and Auburn. It's like, okay, Gatewood's going to be eligible, but Kentucky won't play him in the first game.
Yeah.
Which is against Auburn.
Yeah, that seems like it would be a lot more fair considering what all's going on them. You know, with the pandemic and everything right now. So
be better than just telling him he has to.
I'm kind of worried about Florida reopened completely today. No restrictions. The entire state.
Maybe I'm just a big idiot. I'm not worried about it anymore. I realized that I had completely stopped.
You come to grips with it?
I realized that I completely stopped caring when I ate. I went to Sonic today. I was in a hurry. Didn't have much time. And, like, I had been running. I was here at the station hanging out with the Blitz, those jackals. And then, like, I went ran another errand. And then I went and ate a Sonic meal in my car without washing my hands. And as I was eating, I was like, well, I guess I don't care about the Rona anymore.
No, I keep a bottle of hand sanitizer.
I didn't have one. I usually do. I'm
that
driving
surprises me. You're a big sanitizer guy, Russell.
I am, and I'm driving a loner. I usually have one in my car, and I didn't. And I'm also eating.
You're
Sonic.
Eating
yeah, I know. Okay. Let's not.
I know we got to go, but we're gonna dig into.
No,
this.
No. Before. We're not. I don't want to. Get in any trouble here. Stay with us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you.
The drive continues. Fan Run Radio. Just out myself.
Sorry,
publicly.
Bro.
Hour number two. Bears got your top four at four. Maybe some breaking news. Coming up, stay with us. Find out
Indeed. Next
here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.